Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
50-minute mark. We're a few minutes away from that. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. There is a certain word that I have been challenged to use from some of our folks in the YouTube chat, so I have up until 2 p.m. to do that. I will take you to the PM team this afternoon. However, there is not a PM team this afternoon. Austin Bechtold will be in this afternoon. We do have two featured interviews pertaining to Sunday's matchup between the Steelers and the Bills, though, running from 2 to 3. Austin will take you from 3 until 6. I believe Charlie Borges will be on the board for that. I have Sean Myers. It's Donnie Football here on 93.7 The Fan, and what is a Football Friday. And it's a fun one. It's a holiday one, a festive one. It is Black Friday. Sean, after this, when I go home today, we do not have high school football on KDKA tonight. We have a doubleheader tomorrow. More about those games in just a minute. The decorations are going up today when I get home.
I'm doing mine Sunday.
Yeah, I think today around like 2:30 when I get home.
Christmas lights.
Now we're in a townhouse, so like all the houses are like connected. So I guess we could put lights up in the front.
You don't want to overstep your bounds there, though.
Yeah, that might be like a little bit tough. So we didn't put lights outside last year. It might be easier for us to just get one of those things you stick in the ground and like the LEDs.
Yeah.
But like in interior
trees going up then?
Decorations. Yeah, the tree will go up. We'll put a wreath up at the on the front door. We go fake tree. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
You don't want to Chevy Chase it and pull it out of the ground with your bare hands or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get the stuff like the needles and stuff all over your house. It's just way more. I know it might be more festive to go real tree, but it just seems like way more of a hassle.
I've never had a real tree growing up,
nope,
a single year.
Me neither.
And I feel like it would have been so much more miserable, that whole process. I'm sure there's some value in it, but it just makes a mess, and it seems like a lot of extra work.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said like, oh, you get to go as a family, pick out the tree, put it up. I didn't mind that. I didn't mind missing out on that. Fake tree every year, that made it a whole lot easier. You just kind of unravel the branches a little bit.
The hardest thing about that is at the end of the Christmas season when, you know, whether it's January 1st or whenever you put the tree away, it never goes in the box as easy as it comes out. That's always a little bit.
That is true.
You got to really push down there and jam it in, and you're probably breaking off a part of it in the process.
Where do you come down on Christmas music?
So I will say, and I know that Thanksgiving was later this year than usual, I don't think about Christmas at all until after Thanksgiving. And I think once you pass Thanksgiving, anything's good. But I personally don't seek out Christmas music until maybe the final few days before Christmas. I'm not opposed to it. I have zero interest in hearing it in like early November. I'll say that much.
I'm actually a fan. So now I've gotten the now the green lights are on because we are now post Thanksgiving.
So you will try to find Christmas music if you're driving around, and for instance, that's something that you're going to try to say, oh, let's hear some Christmas music to get us in that right state of mind.
I mean, I'll keep us on it, you know, if I'm in the car and it's like there's a live show happening. Now, I mean, sometimes when you go to like national, like the syndicated stuff, like
Jody Mack,
late evening, overnight. Yeah. Our boy Jody Mack, maybe the Sport Brief with JR. Maybe then I'll try to tune in, or like you hook the phone up, whatever. But yeah, I think it's decorations going to start going up around 2:30 today. Throw on Amazon Prime for that football game. Maybe a Christmas movie tonight. I don't know. And then tomorrow, I'll be out of the home office all day.
How many Christmas movies do you plan to watch from now until, let's say, New Year's? Are we talking like one or two? Or are you looking at almost double digits?
Maybe like a half dozen.
You have to watch every single year type of movies?
I feel like Christmas Vacation is one.
That's one of my big three. Yep.
You know, one I like that I feel like gets overhated is Christmas with the Cranks.
Okay.
I enjoy that one. Four Christmases is a pretty good one. Have you seen that one?
No.
Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon. I like Fred Claus too. That's also Vince Vaughn. It's a Wonderful Life is a big one, but
you big on Elf?
Elf is fine for a Christmas movie. I'm not going to say it's one of Will Ferrell's best, but I mean, Christmas movie wise, yeah. Like, we'll watch Elf.
Home Alone?
I'm not huge on Home Alone.
Yeah. See, I feel like
watch it
sometime like in the past, the like 10 movies. Years, Home Alone became like everyone's go to, and I never really felt that way. Like, I enjoyed the movie, but it's not something that I have to desperately see every year for Christmas time.
Yeah. I mean, and then the other one, like they still do Christmas Story, I think, for 24 hours on TBS or TNT.
Right. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Right. Maybe both. That's the only time I watch it. And
Have you ever seen Scrooged? Are you familiar with that movie?
That's the one with Bill Murray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also in my must watch every Christmas. And then the third one is kind of Christmas adjacent. It's Just Friends. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Ryan Reynolds, Anna Faris, hilarious movie. Definitely recommend. I know Charlie's a big fan of that. So it has like a Christmas theme, but I wouldn't say it's like flat out a Christmas movie. Okay. It's just the Christmas setting. But those are the three that
every
year. What
about Die Hard?
Yeah, that a little bit of a stretch, I would say. I think I told you this, or at least I told Dom when I got in. Joe Starkey apparently was less than a mile away from me on Thanksgiving Eve, or the night before Thanksgiving, I should say. And he was watching a movie in Oakmont that is a great Thanksgiving movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Steve Martin, oh. John Candy. That's a terrific movie to watch around Thanksgiving time. So maybe tomorrow, I might try to take that in.
Do you know the movie Trading Places?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's in that, right?
Yeah, him and Dan Aykroyd, Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's still going strong.
Yeah. I never know how to like if that movie gets classified as anything, like in terms of the holidays, because it covers like all three of like the winter holidays. It covers Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. So I don't know if it ever gets...
So you can watch it from like November 1st until mid-January.
Yeah, like I don't know if it gets... I mean, it's a great movie. Like I think it's an all-time comedy. I don't know if it gets thrown into any of those holiday categories, though.
I mean, you could make up whatever. If you say that a movie makes you feel like it's Christmas time, then go ahead. No one's going to stop
you. And
then
like Rocky IV. I mean, he fights Drago on Christmas in Russia. I mean, I feel like you got to classify that one. His kids at home getting watched by the robot with a Christmas tree up in the background.
That was kind of a peculiar aspect, right?
Yeah, I love that little loophole in the movie that like people, like you never really seem to like point out Rocky's kid is like 10 years old and both of his parents are in Russia, the other side of the earth, and his kid is just at home being babysat by a robot. There's no other adult figure there. He's got his two buddies with him watching the fight. Not to mention, like, what would the time difference be there? What time did they do that fight in Russia, and what time is it in the States?
It's a good question. The robot didn't make it back for the fifth movie, huh?
No, that's because Paulie lost all their money. They probably had to sell it.
Oh, that's a good point.
Paulie, like, what, signed over the...
Maybe in one of the future Creed movies it could make a comeback.
That would be a really good callback. I love the robot. Yeah, and then you get back for Rocky V. Rocky gets home from Russia. His kid is all of a sudden 6 years older than what he was. Like, it was just a lot of funny little loopholes there in a movie series that I do love. 412-928-9370. This is something else of note with the high school football games this weekend, and maybe you're somebody who... is an alum of one of these schools. Maybe you're just a fan of one of these schools. Maybe you have a kid or a relative that plays for one of these teams or attends one of these schools. I was looking at the sites and times for all of the games that included Whipple teams. So Clairton plays Greenville tonight at 7. That game's at Elwood City High School. Seton LaSalle and Farrell is tomorrow afternoon also at Elwood City. Sean has a game tonight at Indiana High School. That is Avonworth and Penn Cambria in the 3A semifinal. Avonworth is just an absolute wagon.
Yeah. They're looking for some vengeance, too, because there's a real chance that they get to run it back against the team that defeated them in the state championship last year in overtime.
Yes. Yeah, and that was a great game. I mean, obviously, saying overtime would indicate that. Aliquippa plays Twin Valley tonight at 7 at Mifflin County High School. So
that's a short trek.
I was looking at this earlier because I thought, okay, I know where Elwood City's at. I know where Indiana's at. You know, it's kind of a trip for these schools, but, you know, nothing crazy. Aliquippa is 190 miles away from Mifflin County High School. And the team they play, Twin Valley, you know, they're like a buck 20. In terms of mileage, 190 miles away from Mifflin County High School. It is almost a 3.5-hour drive for the people going out there to see the Quips tonight. So, I mean, they should already be on the road at this point. We're talking 11 a.m. You want the team to get there by 3, maybe stop and get some lunch.
That's one of the drawbacks, and I don't know.
That is insane.
I don't know if this has changed just in the time that we've covered high school athletics, but it really did feel like the semifinals in past years would be basically the east side of the state would go against the east side and the west would go against the west, but then maybe with the expansion to 6 classifications, things changed a little bit. I know that there was times where a Pittsburgh team was playing a Philly team in the semifinals a few years ago in some of the larger classifications. But yeah, it doesn't, I don't know. To me,
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.